Hello, my name is Camilla. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. And are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I need some information. I live in Calhoun County, and I go on the Alabama Department of Public Health website, and I look at the Calhoun County, the number of cases within the last 14 days. And it's like 80-something cases. And then on our phone, it showed that there was zero cases yesterday in Calhoun County. But if you look on the map to show for the risk level, it shows Calhoun County in a high risk. Now, which one is correct? We're 65 and older, so, you know, we're just wanting to get some information.
Yeah, I'm not really sure which one is more up to date than the other.
I mean, there's got to be some type of, can you connect me with somebody that can tell me? Because, I mean, that's really misleading information.
Yeah, I'm not sure who you would have to get in contact to see which update is more precise.
Well, then if you don't know, how am I supposed to know? I mean, this is the you know, Montgomery. So somebody there maintains those records. So, you know, and if you're looking at, like, my husband and I, you know, I've had my first vaccine. He hasn't had one. And I'm looking at the numbers. How do I know if it's safe or not?
Yeah, I'm trying to check on the adph.org website. Give me a moment. Yeah, I'm not seeing on adph.org or CDC if it's safe for travel or anything of that matter or how.
No, if you look at the dashboard, and then you look at the if you look at the dashboard and then you look at the risk levels, and if you look at the dashboard for the number of me for the last 14 days, I think it shows like 80-something cases in the last 14 days. But if you switch over on the dashboard and look at the risk, Calhoun County is high risk. So we're just trying to determine what's correct. And I called the local health department. She says, we don't keep up with that. So, you
yeah,
know, I don't
we don't
know
keep
what
up
do.
With those records either.
Well, then where did the numbers come from? If you don't keep up with them, I mean, I'm not being ugly to you, but if you don't keep up with them, where do the numbers come from?
I'm not really sure. I believe they come from the CDC directly.
So there's nobody there that can verify those numbers.
Not from this line. You'd have to call someone from the CDC to see those numbers and to verify that information.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health.